Where?
Sandpoint.
Are you on now?
Yeah.
Do you have it on?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Okay.
My maiden name was Bella Motoff.
Bella?
B-A-L-A-M-O-T-O-F-F.
M-O-T?
That is the way they spelled it, the maiden.
You were an orphan?
No,
You lived in the Mission of California?
No, here, but on Woody Island.
Oh, you did?
Kodiak Baptist Orphanage.
Oh my goodness, do you remember when you came?
It was sometime, I can't remember the month, I think it was May or June.
Do you remember the year?
Yeah. I was born in, let me get my Bible off, another community.
Yeah, tell us when you were born.
1891. In, Sandpoint, Alaska.
When, and what was, do you remember, if you came, you were born in 1891 and you came in 1902?
No. Yeah, 1902. Just about 10 or 11 years old.
Do you remember what it was like over there then?
Over in Sandpoint?
No, over at Woody Island.
Oh, it was nice, but I was lonesome to go back.
To Sandpoint? Did they farm over there?
No. No, I don't know what my brother did. And my mother wasn't home most of the time. Father was, he was still gone, actually.
You mean at Sandpoint?
Yeah.
Before you came to the mission. Your father was dead?
Yeah. He was one of the captains that sailed the boats to Siberia.
Oh, the trading boat, you mean?
Yeah, well, the boats they had used, the steamers or whatever, they were sailing boats. He was, his brothers, two of them, were pilots on the boat. One then stayed back and lived with Father Herman, the saint that was...
One of your father's brothers lived with Father Herman.
Uh-huh.
My goodness.
And
here on Spruce Island.
Yeah. And he used to come here to the Russian mission that was here in Kodiak and teach the kids Russian.
This would be your uncle then?
Yeah, my uncle.
What were their names, Ella? Your parents' names?
My parents' names was Simeon Belomotov was my father.
Simeon. What was your mother's name?
My mother's name was Natalia.
Natalia.
Who that is?
Yeah, was your father Russian?
Oh, yes, he was Russian.
He was born in Russia?
I don't know where he was born.
But he was Russian. Mm-hmm. Was your mother, now your mother was...
She was Russian, too.
They were both Russian.
She was... priest's daughter.
Oh.
Golovin. Priest in Alaska. A priest's daughter was her mother, that is.
Your grandmother was a priest's daughter.
Maybe. Yeah. Golovin.
Okay, when you came, then you came, how did you happen to come to the mission, do you remember?
My brother, he sent me to the mission, he sent me to the mission. He was father, mother, and everything.
Oh, he was your guardian, sort of.
Yeah, well, I hung on to him. I didn't have, my sisters were all gone, married and what have you. And I had one brother, Andrew, who's just a little bit older than me. But Oscar, though he was a fisherman, was out, cod fisherman, he was out most of the family. When he'd come home, he said that he was it.
He was the older brother that saw that you got to the mission?
Yeah.
Afterwards.
I don't know how he found out about the mission, but...
Ella, how did you travel to the mission from Sandpoint?
On the Newport.
Oh, on a steamer.
On a steamer. Newport. I never...
Was that your first time on the steamer when you traveled there to here? I mean, from Sandpoint to here?
Yeah.
Did you travel alone?
The purser. The purser and his wife. No, we took a trip. What's his name? I was in care of them.
They looked after you on board.
And they brought you to the mission on Woody Island. Were there...
They brought me here to Kodiak and the superintendent came late at night. I don't know who it was, packed me up to the museum up there.
You stayed in that house?
I slept there that one night. I woke up. Goodness.
The Erskines lived there then? The Erskines,
were they there? Who lived there in that house at that time?
Gosses.
Gosses. That's the name I've been trying. There was somebody lived there, and you know. Well, how do you spell that? Do you remember?
Now, they lived there before Erskines.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Erskines weren't even around.
Do you remember what their first names were, Goss? What did they do in Kodiak? Do they have a store here?
Yeah, they had that...
What was later the Erskine's
manager of that. Mm-hmm.
Ella, it was at that time when Goss was lived in that house, was that Alaska Commercial Company? Is that what he was manager of?
No. Alaska Commercial Company manager lived on Woody Island. Greenwood.
Greenwood was Alaska Commercial Company. What did the people that live in that house, was it just a home that you stayed in?
I didn't stay there, just that one night. I don't know what they were, whether they lived there or not.
But was it a house like it is today? I mean, it was a...
It's changed quite a bit.
But the stories, the house already had the two extra floors, of course, at that time, didn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was already a home. It wasn't a storehouse or anything.
No, the Russians built that. And it was mostly... well, they didn't live there. Mostly lived over on Woody.
The Russians.
The Russians did.
Yeah.
Yeah, she had told me that before, that not too many of them were in Kodiak.
When you came to Kodiak?
Mostly military were in Kodiak.
The military was here in Kodiak.
Russian military? When you came to Kodiak, what was in Kodiak at that time?
I don't know. I don't remember. But the Russians were gone. They weren't around.
They'd already
except
gone.
Except those that had stayed back in a fog like you said. Here, of course, some stayed back and on Woody.
What was Woody Island like when you first came to it? I mean, were there a lot of people over there?
Quite a few. But they were mostly natives.
And
can you remember some of the native families that lived there at that time, in 1902, when you came?
No, not when I came. Except the pair of us, because I remember them, but we were never allowed to go out.
Have the mission very much.
Do you remember the name of the people at the mission and what it was like at the mission?
Well, it was, to me it was nice. Mr. Coe was the superintendent.
Coe?
Coe.
Mm-hmm.
We called him Papa Coe and Mrs. Coe. And they tried to make it as much like a family as they could.
About how many children were there then? Do you remember that?
Varied. Never could tell how many. 60, 70. The girls, then there were the boys.
There were other people. The Coes were the superintendent.
Yeah.
But there were other people
helping them, weren't there?
People
there were matrons there. And there was a Grandma Campbell, our Grandma Campbell.
She was one of the main. Were there other families? Was there a village over there at that time? Or was it mainly the mission?
There was a village there. There was a big one. There must have been this far. Talking over later on, there was people, well, at least I can remember, it's about 500.
On Woody, native people?
Native people.
And
Russians,
I'd ask,
native people.
Right.
How did they, what did they live, did they,
yes, what did they live in?
Did they have houses?
They had houses.
I mean, regular frame houses like we have?
Sure. Frame or log, that's what we meant. Were they frame or log?
Well, some of them were log, and then when the North American Commercial Company came, it built them, like it built my house over there. Oh, there must, I don't know just how many there were.
I've counted
about 15 houses that they built.
Did they, and they headquartered out of Woody rather than Kodiak, right?
I don't know. I really don't know about that.
Getting back to the houses, Al, I'd ask you about this before, being interested in barabras. There were no barabras on the Woody,
no,
were there?
No.
No, there weren't.
Did you ever know of any on the, right around Kodiak, barabras?
Well, when the people would go summers, they'd go in the spring and summer, they'd go to put up their fish for winter. And of course, they didn't have canners then and all that, but they dried their fish and they salted it. Then as temporary shelters, they used barabras, which are...
But those were temporary for the summer season?
Yes, just for the summer.
You mentioned to me one that you remembered out at the end of where the Pillar Creek Dam is now, in that area, you know, out at the end of the road where we drive. Mm-hmm. That used to be a summer fishing site, wasn't it, out in that part?
Yeah.
Out beyond the Nashka.
Further in Nashka.
Right, beyond
later
that.
On, I mean, further on in the bay.
Did you have a certain...
Devil's Bay.
At Devil's Bay, mm-hmm. Right.
Did you ever go with them on these trips?
Well, after I was married, I was married at the mission. And lived on Woody, and then the men folks would cut hay for the mission and dry it and get it ready to bring over, and they'd tie two big skiffs together, pile it on, roll back. No engines, there weren't then.
They did it, they cut the hay on Kodiak.
No, around the base.
Yeah, on, and then took it back to Woody Island.
Yeah. We'd rake, because I learned to rake and turn the hay over to dry.
All by hand.
Yeah, had rigs. They didn't use engines of
any. And you did this in what kind of boats? Skiffs?
Dories.
Dories. The frame ones. You weren't using skin boats or anything.
No, they didn't have any skin boats around here, except there was somebody that had a Baidarka. But further where I came from, they did. I remember my brother put me into Baidarka to take me across the Anga when we moved there. He hauled all his, he tore the house down in Sandpipe to get to Anga.
Tore the house apart?
And moved it. In other words, you moved one time. You were born on Sandpoint and moved to Unga before you came. You lived there for a while before you came in to Kodiak. Yes. How long did you live at Unga?
I don't know. I can't remember.
But he tore the house down at Sandpoint and rebuilt it on Unga.
Yeah.
And took it across. You took it. Do you remember what it was like in the dark?
No, except that. I guess I fell asleep. I don't remember. You could see through the skin. You could see the water. And looking at that, I fell asleep. It wasn't a very long ride.
Not a very long ride.
That's the way, but out there, that's what they used.
Not everybody. They had their dories, what they called dories, and mostly they were cod fishermen that went out on these big cod fishing boats. And my brother, he was into everything. He was a cod fisherman and did everything else.
Did you remember gathering the hay here on Kodiak, and then you'd have to... You did it all, you loaded it and everything by hand.
Well, that part I didn't help with. I had this one little one of mine to look after, but leave her with somebody to watch and go and help them rake the hay. By then Mr. Learn was superintendent. Superintendents had changed. And he was superintendent. He'd come in with the boys and they'd be both. And they'd rake the hay up and pile it on their boats.
Ella, there's one thing. You were married at the mission and your husband's name was?
Mick Fadeev, my first husband.
Fadeev. And your first child's name?
Edson. No,
that can't be right.
Natalie.
Nettie. Nettie is oldest. Yeah. Nettie. And she's still living.
Nettie.
That's
not the same Nettie. No. Nettie
is...
Where were most of the houses and things over there? Were they...
All over.
They were all over the island? Or was... Where was
that was the main community there. They... that you see there when you go over.
You mean on the dock side, Ella?
Where the camp is and everything now.
Here, for the mission camp.
Right, that was the main...
That was right there was where the mission was, where the camp is now.
And that most of the houses were around that area?
Well, down on the flat. There was... Oh, there's been about 20, 25 houses there, maybe more, that the North American Commercial Company built. The people, they used to go sea otter hunting, the men, way out. They'd go in the spring and then they'd... get sea otters, and of course they got paid for them, and they paid for those houses.
Is there?
But then,
how did you remember what they hunted in? the otter?
In their Bidarcus, I guess that out west they use those Bidarcus skin boats, quite like the Eskimos use skin boats.
The men from Woody Island would go with the...
Well, I don't quite know what... There was some boat that would come and get men to go sea otter hunting.
And then they'd
like
get...
they do for fishing, you know. See?
They just like they take fishermen out now, they take,
yeah.
They take them hunting. Then did they bring the pelts back here? Did you ever see it?
No, they bought the pelts right there.
And they never came back here.
The men came back. They brought the men back. They bring them back. But they bought the pelts right there.
And then
paid them right off the men.
So you haven't said? And then the men would come back with money for them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so they paid the, when the North American Commercial Company wanted to build those houses, they had a store there, North American Commercial Company, Greenwood. Greenwood was the manager or the boss or what was he? And he lived there. He had a, when I first got married, I had a little house over there that, as we called it, the cottage. North American Commercial Company's boss lived there. And I don't remember the year they left North American Commercial Company. They had a store there.
Was Woody actually at that time, was Woody bigger than Kodiak?
Oh yes. Kodiak, the people mostly lived out in the bays.
Oh, you mean the town was, there wasn't much in the town, huh?
No.
Do you remember what was? It was mostly military in town?
Russian military.
And then,
so, I don't remember much about that part because it never was over here. And then I was too small to remember. Things like that didn't circle.
Yeah, you didn't remember. But Woody was the main...
That was the main place that is for the people that lived over there. And then the people, of course, come from the bay.
People would come over from Kodiak to the store over there?
No, they had a store over here.
They had a store here too?
They had a store over there, yeah. But Woody Island had its own store too. As well, the North American Commercial Company was here.
Then after they left, it took everything with it. I mean, nothing came and replaced it.
No, they moved to, I don't know where it was, it wasn't Anchorage, to Valdez or somewhere around there.
Mm-hmm.
Anchorage was nothing then. Just a place with a few little huts.
Do you remember when the when Katmai erupted?
I should. We didn't sleep all night listening to that boom.
Can you kind of tell me what it was like?
Well, I don't know if I can tell you what you can imagine what it's like to see this cloud of dust coming across the sky.
It looked just like a, like dust like you get on the road? Is it on the
yeah, it was dust and it came down thick. there was no daylight for days, the whole day. The night, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
What did you do?
We stayed home. Stayed in the men had gone fishing then. They used to go fishing to different places, like they still do. But and most of us were women over there inside the mission. And there was a few there still that didn't go. And well, it's just like a great, huge guns going off all night.
You could hear the thunder of the volcano.
It was terrific, lightning flashing all around. Their first radio station on Woody Island burned. Lightning. From light.
How long, do you remember how long the dust came down?
Oh, it must have been, I don't know, but a couple of days, I think, nights, days.
You stayed right in your house?
Yeah, I stayed with a family. I just had my one little nephew, was still a dude. She's about a year old. And didn't want to stay way off by myself, so I stayed with this what was her name? He called her Babushka, Grandma. Grandma Marina. I think she still has grandsons here, a couple of Andersons or something. When the ash came down, 18 inches deep, we had to wade through it until it drained and it settled down.
It was just soft, like sand.
Yeah, it's just like nothing. It wasn't heavy like sand, it was like if you're walking through powder.
Was it hard to breathe? I mean, you couldn't breathe and when it was coming down.
Well, we didn't go outside, you know.
What do you remember? Did you know what was happening?
Yes, there was a native doctor. He was blind, but he used to go with the sea otter hunters, and they knew what that was, because they'd seen volcanoes erupting down the chain.
And he was there at the time?
He was on the dune.
Do you remember what his name was?
Vladimir. I don't remember this last name.
Ladimar.
L-A-D-E-M-A-R.
That was his first name?
That was his first name. I can't remember his last name. Kashuk, K-A-S-H-U-K.
He was a native.
He was part Russian. He must have had native parents. But he, he was a sea otter hunter before then. And he told us that what that was happening. So.
But he, at this time, he was a doctor?
He was a native doctor, herb doctor.
Oh. And he used to, he'd go with the hunters, huh?
Yeah, he was one of those that went to the hunters. He said, get crews to go, men mm-hmm. to go hunting.
Did, so it didn't really frighten you as much as it would have had you not known him?
No, it didn't. Well, I guess we were pretty young then. So things like that didn't bother.
Didn't really frighten you? Uh-uh.
Some of the people really got scared. There's one woman, I don't remember her name. She lived on the hill. She said, this is just like powder, this dust. She said, here we've been having lightning and it didn't explode. She said, that if the fire hits that, it's gonna explode. Well, so but there was nothing but women, there were no men where we were staying. And she had us all dress ourselves and go over across that, it's quite a ways from here. Past crafts, I guess. And but no one thought of taking water or food. We went, but for.
You went. Now, how did you go?
Walk.
You walked through all the steps.
Yeah. Waded through that dust. Finally. The Grandma Marina says, it's no use for us to stay here. You might as well go home. We have nothing here. Somebody's empty house. We went to stay in here. So we went back. We had to walk back. There were no cars around then, so everything was Shanks Mare. Walked wherever you want to go.
And you don't know why she had you go down there other than just...
Well, she thought it would explode if fire hit the dust.
And
it was all over. And she said, that's going to explode and everything will burn.
There was lots of lightning that caused them, but no rain, just lightning.
No rain. In a few days it rained. I don't remember. I think it was the same week, but in the week it rained a little, and enough to settle that dust.
How long was it before things would grow again?
Well,
didn't it kill things? Isn't that right?
The Mr. Learn's garden was growing. They'd planted everything. Things were coming up, and they dug all that ash off the top.
My goodness!
He and the boys. It was quite a garden, Mr. Learn. And took all that ash off.
And it grew.
And a nice crop of potatoes and carrots and corn.
For him.
He raised everything, Mr. Lund. He was a tailor. He was a minister, tailor. Canner, canned salmon and meat. And And it was just farmer riches.
He raised things for the missionary.
Yeah.
Do you remember when they moved the mission and why?
1939.
1939?
It was the early... What was Chamberlain, I think, was the superintendent then, and they had to get... they had a boat for the... to haul the mission freight and stuff then. And power boat. And this World War II was threatening them. So they moved to Kodiak.
Did the, all the time you were there, and the mission was there, the supplies for the mission came into Kodiak and then they hauled them over there?
Yeah, they'd buy all the stuff at the store here, and because the store in Woody wasn't used anymore. And the whole mission society would send them a lot of the stuff for the mission.
How did your first husband die, Alan?
I don't know what happened to him. Whether somebody killed him or what. Anyway, they found him dead one time. He could drink a lot. Well, quite a bit, I guess.
You just found him?
They found him. I didn't know. Found him somehow. He might have fell overboard and drifted ashore. I really don't know. Three boys, Edson, Bud, and James.
Edson?
Mm-hmm. Cabot now, and he just had two, Mickey and Cecil.
So altogether you had nine.
Yeah, there was 11 with the two that passed away. A little girl and a little boy.
And you married, what did Nick today offer you? He a fisherman?
Fisherman. Anything he could do, which wasn't very often, he worked.
How about Mike Cavanaugh?
Well, all I can say was father was it. He did everything. He worked. He was raised in a mission too. Born in Sandpoint. And it was Mr. Learn's right-hand man. Mostly manager for him. Took care of the cattle. But the boys going working. They always kept about four or five big boys until they were of age to leave to do the work, milk cows.
Did they had a lot of livestock, you think?
Oh, yeah. Now they let them run loose. They never did in those days. Pastured them. They were never running around loose in people's yards or anything.
Did they were self-supporting? They fed themselves from what they grew over there?
Who?
The mission. I mean, did they raise their own beef and their own vegetables?
They raised their own vegetables, but they had quite a big... there were over 150 children, boys and girls, and then they had the staff, the workers.
Did they live in cottages, same as they do
now? No, they lived in the... They had the... The girls' dormitory where the matron lived with them. Then at one time they had the... They had a doctor there. Caldwell. Marie Caldwell.
Woman?
Yeah. But then she got married to the... Her name wasn't Caldwell at first. She got married to Mr. Caldwell, that was assistant superintendent for Mr. Cole. And then they left. They didn't have a doctor there anymore. They'd come over here for the doctor. But Mr. Len was a doctor and everything else.
He was quite a man.
He was.
Mrs. Lern was a tiny woman?
Yeah.
Were they old, an older couple when they were there? Or, I mean...
Quite elderly. I mean, they must have been in their 50s. 40s or something like that. I never did know that age. Mr. Lern seemed like he was never old. Papa Lern.
What did Mrs. Lern do? She
was just, she didn't, she wasn't matron or anything. She was just Mr. Lern's wife. They called her Pop Mama Lern. They tried to make the mission as much like a home to the kids. So when the kids came that were really orphans, didn't have anybody.
Do you know why they took you there? Your mother was still living, was she?
But she was never home. Well, I guess I was getting too old for my brother to take care.
So you were really, essentially, you were an orphan too, except for your brother.
I guess so. He wanted me to go to school. I don't know where he heard it from. He said there was a mission in Kodiak. Didn't know it was on an island. Then I went out to see him in 1918. Went out to visit him. He was married and had his own kids.
He was still in San Juan?
No, he was in Anga.
Oh.
No, he wasn't in Anga. He had moved to Belkovsky and was living there in King Cove, King Cove with Canary.
Uh-huh.
He worked there.
Did you go out on the steamer?
Yeah, went out on the old door. Went out on that. But it took us a week to go. That was in March.
It took you a week to go from, did you leave from here?
Yeah, from Kodiak.
To King Cove. What was your brother doing then?
He was, then he was, he was something in the cannery there. There was a great big cannery owned by Germans. Oh, you're the only one.
But I've never heard of it used two flavors.
The leaves are, they're just like a, well, they're not so much like a furnace, they're all open like.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you speak Russian, Neil?
Some.
You don't speak Aleut, do you? Or do you?
Well, when I got married, I had to speak something outside of English.
Which husband?
My first husband.
My second one didn't
speak Russian or Aleut. He was raised the modern. Took care of the Russian temple.
The Russians had cattle at Kinmore?
There is. But they had everything. The Russians. They,
and this is what your first husband father did?
Yeah. Then he, I guess he died of his mother. Was alone or something, and the chief of the island had left it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he spoke English. But he did speak Italian being among the people in my world.
Did you learn anything?
I had to learn something because I couldn't. When I got married, we used sign language. People would come into this.
Do you remember?
Some.
Did you say
no? No.
Did you say hello? How are you? Or something like that.
Gemma.
Gemma.
Mm-hmm.
Is that hello?
That's hello.
How would you say? How are you?
I have to think for you. Nobody speaks Aleut around, but once in a while I meet somebody who speaks Aleut. I have to think hard.
Can you say what is your name? I'm trying to think of it in every language but Aleut.
Yeah. I guess my folks spoke nothing but Russian. My mother didn't. My brother, he spoke English.
What happened to
Bobby? He passed away. He was 86 years old.
He was still at the London.
When King Cole, he moved to King Cole.
His
wife is still alive.
Mm-hmm.
Stacy, not at that. Yeah, the cannery was there, but was the biggest used to be. Used to game warden for a ball in the hall. parts of Cabo. I'd love to watch those when they wake them start going off like, to work and stuff. Shoot Cabo and just leave them. Shoot me a foreigner. Off you first. Which one has the biggest horn? So, sports. I don't know how long it was born. For the ball. Maybe it's born on the cannon. They weren't fishing card anymore.
What is your name?
Yeah. Alaska. It's a war now.
Did somebody make that for you?
No. My husband, like, there weren't very many of these made, and he bought this and cross that was made in Alaska. They didn't make that name. But the name Alaska's worn down. And I don't keep that person.
Tell me about the day the day he was born at Kenya.
Yeah. And the chief on Woody Island adopted him until he was old enough to put in the front. Mostly to go to school, they noticed that had children couldn't support them. Them in the home to for the children to for their education.
Was there other another school besides the mission school?
Oh yes, there was. There was. Later on, they got the around the 1950s or 1960s. They had got a school. The kids, we went to that school. At first we had the school in the mission. Their own school.
Then mother did it where the teachers come from.
States did send them. Like they do now.
So it was the separate school.
I think during World War II it was taken away. And then they had the school over it. Over on the other side where the station is.
Oh, the FAA station.
FAA station. Yeah. Then it was called CA. They had the school also with the school.
But did most of the people leave during the war?
No, they left before the war. Most of them did.
Was there a reason why they left?
No, I just wanted to go some other place.
They must have been terrible. They must have been terrible.
No. Some went to Old Harbor, some to college. some to you, then put some to the fork, make some out to sell the young one.
Or cholera or something like that?
They did have it. The end of World War I, they had the flu patients too. Quite a few people died. I had to.
Were you aware that there was a war going on in the world? I mean,
very much. My husband, Mexican husband, was in the armed forces.
He was.
And it stopped when, like, just before they would go across the Europe.
See, but they, I mean, it affected life up here, even that early. That would have been 1916.
No.
It didn't affect you as much as World War II did.
The World War II didn't affect the season, but there was a lot more going on. But the World War I
didn't.
You just read back. But I wasn't, we weren't married yet. My second time.
Do you remember during World War II anything about the Japanese bombers coming over Korea?
They never told us.
They never got it.
That's harder to take down, too.